following was recorded on Saturday, February 6, 2016.
Dear friends, as our members know, in June we began a new initiative praying from an updated version of the Union Prayer Book. The off-print we have been using was created for us by our scholar-in-residence this Shabbat, Rabbi Howard Berman. Having served as Emmanuel's assistant rabbi early in his career, and having since gone on to lead other great classical reform congregations and direct the Society for Classical Reform Judaism, no one better understands the beauty of our worship. Throughout his career, he has endeavored to bring its meaning and power forward to the appreciation of successive generations. And we have been so grateful to welcome him this Shabbat for a community conversation about Temple Emmanuel's own liturgical journey and an opportunity for us to share with each other what we value in a prayer book. Executive Director of the Society for Classical Reform Judaism, Rabbi Berman has edited the Union Prayer Book Sinai Edition and the Sinai Edition Revised, the contemporary language version of the historic liturgy of American Reform Judaism. A graduate of the University of London, he studied for the rabbinate at the Leo Beck College there and at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and the Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati. Following his ordination in 1974, Howard served for 5 years as Temple Emmanuel's assistant rabbi before going on to Temple Beth Israel in West Hartford, and in 1982, Chicago Sinai Congregation, where he served as senior rabbi until 1997, and where he remains rabbi emeritus, even as he now leads the Central Reform Temple in Boston. In each congregation, Rabbi Berman's efforts in the arenas of social justice and interfaith dialogue, two pillars of our movement, have been extensive, as has been his scholarship. His graduate studies include work in American religious history at the University of Chicago Divinity School and the Chicago Theological Seminary. In 1999, he was awarded the degree of Doctor of Divinity by HUCJIR. This morning, Rabbi Berman will again speak on the theme of liturgical evolution in the Union Prayer Book. Last night, his focus was Emmanuel's past. Now he offers insights into the innovations brought to the UPB tradition so that it might speak to every generation. And later on, over a light lunch for those temple members who have registered, a study of older and newer texts, their linguistic and theological implications, and a conversation about what each of us values in a siddur, a prayer book. On a personal note, I am deeply grateful to Rabbi Berman for his generosity of time and spirit and for his wisdom and friendship, and so I am especially honored to welcome him back to Temple Emmanuel's pulpit.
Good morning, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. And once again, heartfelt thanks to Rabbi Davidson for his invitation for me to return to this hallowed pulpit that has been the launching of my own rabbinic life in this beautiful and sacred place that will always be a spiritual home for me as it is for all of you. This morning, I want to continue to share my personal reflections with you as co-editor of the new revision of the Union Prayer Book, the Sinai edition, jointly published by the Society for Classical Reform Judaism and Chicago Sinai Congregation. part of a broader series of liturgical revisions, including our new Union Haggadah that the Society is promoting to renew our beloved heritage as American Reformed Jews. I trust that this encounter with a beloved old friend expressed in new ways and words has brought fresh meaning and inspiration for those of you who have worshiped using the adapted selections from the Sinai revision here at the temple over the past few months. The adoption of this new revision of the Union Prayer Book by increasing numbers of prominent congregations around the country is a testimony to the enduring meaning that our beloved Reform worship has for many Jews today. Its special attraction, both for lifelong Reform Temple members and for many young people, particularly interfaith families, who resonate to the inclusive and accessible approach to worship and Jewish identity reflected in its pages, all of these show how our movement and our congregations can embrace a variety of approaches and styles to meet the spiritual needs of our diverse memberships. In my reflections last evening, I shared a broad overview of the development of the Union Prayer Book tradition as the preeminent embodiment of the broad spiritual ideals of the historic liberal interpretation of our movement, known popularly as classical reform. The new contemporary language revision of the Union Prayer Book carries forward a vision that originated with the first publication of our revision in the year 2000. Our hope has been to provide a liturgy for contemporary Reformed Jewish worship that reflects the vigorously progressive spiritual values, the rich intellectual foundations, and the distinctive traditions of prayer and music that are the heritage of liberal Judaism in America. In remaining faithful to these ideals and to the beloved words and majestic cadences of the original Union Prayer Book, the Sinai revision represents a renewed understanding and experience of our Jewish faith and heritage. As we observed last night, today's Reform movement indeed embraces a broad spectrum of interpretation, a diverse range of approaches to belief and practice are encompassed in this spectrum, appropriate to a liberal, pluralistic religious movement. Classical Reform, the historic expression of liberal Judaism, as it developed in the 19th and early 20th centuries, remains a vital alternative understanding for our spiritual lives today. This interpretation is grounded in the biblical tradition of the Hebrew prophets, interpreted as the emphasis on ethical action and social justice, rather than on ritual observance or ceremonial law. intellectually, this tradition, it was the outgrowth of the modern academic scientific study of Jewish history and philosophy that emerged in the early decades of the 19th century. Culturally, it reflected the transformation of Jewish communal life at that time in response to the emancipation of the Jews of Europe from the oppression and social isolation of the ghetto. Here in the United States, the early Reform movement embraced the pluralistic culture of American democracy and developed a liturgy and an understanding of Jewish identity reflecting the unique experience of our people in this free and open society. It taught that Judaism had always developed new responses to the challenges of each generation and historically engaged in a creative encounter and synthesis with many cultures through the ages. And our Reform pioneers proclaimed that modern Jews had the right and the responsibility to continue this dynamic process for a new era in Jewish history. The understanding of Reform Jewish worship that underlies the Union Prayer Book tradition and our revision embraces an inclusive experience of prayer and celebration. We seek to offer a meaningful, participatory liturgy that appeals both to the mind and the heart. A primarily, forthrightly English language worship service, enriched by the timeless elements of Hebrew texts and song that link us to our past and to our fellow Jews throughout the world. However, we would insist that the Jewish authenticity of worship is not determined by the degree of Hebrew usage, but rather in the spiritual and moral values affirmed. For many of us, these values are most meaningfully expressed in the beloved and lyrical cadences of the Union Prayer Book. The distinctive traditions of Reform synagogue worship that we celebrate also include the great repertoire of choral and instrumental music, so preeminently exemplified here in the heritage of Temple Emmanuel, which continues so magnificently. Our Reform pioneers reclaimed the ancient artistic richness that marked Jewish worship going back to biblical times. This included re-embracing the majesty of instrumental music, specifically the organ, an instrument with deep Jewish roots in the pipe, brass, string, and percussion music constantly referred to in the Book of Psalms and throughout the Bible, and not associated with Christian liturgy until much later in the early Middle Ages. Also reclaimed was the renewal of great choral accompaniment for the synagogue service. Again, an essential dimension of ancient Jewish practice as well, when the thousand-voiced choir of the Levites chanted the psalms and prayers in the Jerusalem temple. Both organ and choir brought renewed levels of inspiration and meaning to the Reform vision of prayer, fully and consciously grounded in the historic precedent of Jewish tradition. These qualities of classical Reform worship remain important priorities for so many of us. We believe that this expression of our faith offers a uniquely meaningful and accessible spiritual experience for many Jews and for many other spiritual seekers today. While preserving the best traditions of our past, we are also committed to the dynamic development of fresh, new interpretations of our liturgy and our music, as we seek to foster the artistic creativity that will provide an uplifting, participatory experience for the 21st century. And yet, we also affirm that despite the current cultural values of our society that favor a loose, informal, let it all hang out approach to self-expression, there is also great power and inspiration in participation that is expressed in quiet, contemplative, personal engagement with great music and beautiful language, whether we are actively singing or reading or clapping or dancing or not. Two other principles have guided our contemporary revision of the prayer book. We particularly affirm and celebrate the unique experience of Judaism here in the United States. Our Hebrew Bible's ideals of liberty and justice have shaped American democracy from its earliest beginnings. Inspired by our tradition and responding to its ethical and social mandates, Jews have played a vital role in the founding and building of America. We cherish this noble heritage and are committed to the exercise of our rights and responsibilities as proud, loyal citizens of this nation. These obligations include prophetic dissent expressed in the democratic process, as well as full civic engagement in our society. Finally, we embrace a broad, inclusive pluralism that reflects the full diversity within today's changing Jewish community. And we welcome all those who share our ideals. We are particularly committed to an active outreach and warm, unconditional welcome for interfaith and multicultural families, and for spiritual seekers of many different backgrounds, in the belief that the universal spiritual values of classical Reform are uniquely meaningful and empowering for this ever-growing number of those in our midst, young and old. In this context, we should never forget that for many years, Temple Emmanuel was the only synagogue in this city that fully welcomed interfaith families, lovingly celebrated their weddings, and provided a meaningful, accessible, embracing experience of Jewish worship and identity that transcended the narrow boundaries of ethnicity and spoke in broad, embracing, universal terms. As is proclaimed at every service here, in virtually the same formulation that long predated my own time serving this congregation over 40 years ago, Temple Emmanuel has always sought to be a house of prayer for all people, welcoming all who would worship here in peace, with love. This was probably one of the most important and enduring influences that shaped my rabbinic experience when I left here and went on in my rabbinic life. These are then the distinguishing principles underlying both the historic Union Prayer Book, the Sinai Revision, and the broader classical Reform tradition. We believe that these principles encompass understandings shared by countless American Jews of all ages and backgrounds. In the preparation of the full version of our revision, of which the off-print booklet that you are using in your current worship is only a small selection from the various services, we were committed to preserving the best of the ideals and styles of the original, attempting to maintain the phrases and cadences that we all love, while renewing them in contemporary English idiom that is gender neutral and inclusive, a key priority for liturgical renewal in every religious denomination in America today. In an effort to render the book as a resource for congregations of many different approaches to ritual, we provided both transliterations of every Hebrew text and other liturgical elements embraced by our broader movement today. We added readings relating to the immense changes in Jewish history since the 1940 version, the Holocaust, and the birth of the State of Israel, with its profound meaning and all of its complexity for contemporary Jewish life and faith. And we incorporated an even broader embrace of the diversity within our Jewish families today than had been reflected in the earlier version, emphasizing the inclusion of people of many different spiritual backgrounds, personal journeys, and identities. We have included new readings from many different sources, ranging from George Washington and Abraham Lincoln to Albert Einstein and Anne Frank, in the true Reform spirit that seeks words of Torah, whether shining from the wisdom of ancient revelations or reaching us through the prophets of our own time. And finally, we also reclaimed an ancient Jewish tradition of enhancing sacred texts with artwork, celebrating the beauty of holiness, recalling the historic Jewish prayer books that were embellished with illuminated paintings and drawings. And we updated this tradition by including in our Sinai revision colorful photographs of great American synagogues, including this sanctuary, throughout the book. Friends, we believe that the characteristic qualities of Reform Jewish belief and worship embodied in our Union Prayer Book tradition, both historic and contemporary, offer a vital and creative option for many Jews today. Again, this includes not only members of our congregations who were raised in and cherish this tradition, but countless people, countless younger people were searching for a meaningful, accessible approach to Jewish identity based not on nostalgia, not on exclusive ethnicity, but rather rooted in the realities of their experience in contemporary pluralistic American society. We trust that the new interpretation of the beloved Union Prayer Book will provide an inspiring and challenging vehicle for continuing renewal of our American Jewish community. And so, friends, as Congregation Emmanuel of the City of New York continues to deliberate and reflect and study to chart its course for the future, it is the warm and collegial hope of those of us of the Society for Classical Reform Judaism and of Jews throughout our Reform movement that our efforts at renewing this sacred and beloved heritage will prove to be a vital resource for the worship and the spiritual growth of this great congregation. The ultimate measure of the success of this sacred task will be the way that whatever prayer book you ultimately choose to worship together from, that your prayers will empower you to always strive to fulfill the ideal that inspired the founders of this temple 170 years ago to call themselves by the name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with us. The promise that through our prayer and the actions it inspires, God will surely dwell among us. Amen.